Committee on Rules. It's Friday, March 2nd. And today on the agenda, we have a discussion about proposed amendments to the House Chamber Rules and then SCR 212A. Do we want to start with the rules first? Would that be appropriate? Does it matter?
Work together.
Well, why don't we open a work session on the proposed amendments to the House Chamber Rules and start with that. Welcome.
Thank you.
The Chief Clerk's here today.
Madam Chair, Mr. Co-Chair, my name is Ramona Kennedy Line. I am the Chief Clerk and Parliamentarian for the House. Before you, you have a set of draft proposed amendments to the House rules that basically provide for sidebars, as you might say, to pre-session filing for the 2013 session. This is not unlike what we have done in 09 and 11. And basically, it is providing for members, committees, and to bring forward to the 2013 session. That includes members who are currently serving and any new elected member. Requests must be into council, and that will be through the SCR 212 that you are going to be taking up as a work session after this, that sets the guideline for a request for drafts to be in before 5 p.m. on September 17th, 2012. Council will need to get those draft requests back to the members or committees before December 7th, 2012, and then they must be at the desk for introduction into the 2013 session by 5 p.m. on December 21st. The President of the Senate, the Committee on Rules, and the Joint Committee on Ways and Means are not subject to these deadlines. All the proposed amendment to House rules do is changes where we had outlined all those deadlines in House rules. Now that we have a concurrent resolution that is in agreement with the Senate, and both will adhere to the same deadlines, the House rules now basically state that measures shall be filed in compliance with enrolled concurrent resolution governing pre-session filing for said session. We keep changing this every session, dictating which resolution it's going to be. I decided to make the language very general, so no matter what resolution you adopt, if it's the enrolled joint concurrent resolution that has been adopted by both houses, those are the deadlines that will govern. We've also added some updated the language for what we use during this 2012 session, and basically that is the only changes within those rules, and we're only dealing with pre-session filing for either the regular session or first regular session or second regular session, so we hopefully don't have to go through this exercise every time. I'm more than happy to take any questions.
Thank you so much.
Good
bless
job.
You. Representative Barnhart.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm looking at this, at these rule changes, and I didn't see them ahead of time, so I have a couple of really simple, I hope they're simple questions. As I read this, the only change that this thing really does is say the time limits are in accordance with the resolution. Is that right?
Madam Co-Chair, Mr. Co-Chair, Representative Barnhart, you're absolutely correct.
Right.
That is all it really does.
One more, if I may, just to be...
Yes, certainly.
Thank you. Different, slightly different topic. It has nothing to do with the number of bills that can be submitted or bills that would be submitted during the session.
Madam Co-Chair, Mr. Co-Chair, Representative Barnhart, it does not. Typically, and I can't speak for leadership, that will be a decision made, but going into the 2013 session, there is no limitation on introductions. I'd like to note that I think that the deadline for members and committees has always been the last day in December, but given the fact that we now have an organizational session, and in 2011, we read over 1,000 bills to get them into the process, they have now made the deadline to get them to the desk by December 21st. That is to allow for us to get those bills in the right form and style so on January 14th, we can read all of those measures for the first time. which I think we found to be very important for purposes of setting up work plans for the committees when you start in February 1st. This session, as you know, in the even-numbered session, or the second regular session, there has been typically limitations. Those limitations, should they exist for the 2014 session, would be adopted in an additional concurrent resolution that would govern those time frames. And as you note in 12.03, we have noted again a new concurrent resolution should it be adopted. It would have to be agreed upon by both the House and the Senate on those limitations.
Satisfied?
Yes, thank you. As I read it, the rule says the resolution is going to control, and then later on we'll take up the resolution that has the dates in it. Different item. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Mm-hmm. Representative Berger?
When are we taking up that resolution?
Next.
Okay. Here. Today. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to get that up. Sorry for the lateness.
Oh, no. It's all right. And I want to thank you all for coming and being here at 8 a.m. Want to make sure we can get the paperwork done on these. Other questions about the House rules? Seeing none, thank you so much. Do we have to have a motion to approve the changes to the rules?
To be adopted motion.
And then they go to the floor? They go to the floor then?
Yes,
for them?
It's like a committee report, just adopt them, recommending passage.
Thank you. Mr. Co-Chair, or anyone, entertain a motion on the...
Yeah, Madam Co-Chair, I move that we adopt the proposed rules.
Co-Chair Olson moves the proposed amendments to the House rules that we have before us right now to the floor with a do adopt recommendation. Discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Someone have to carry those?
Yes.
Okay. I can do it.
Thank you. Co-Chair Olson will carry. We'll close the work session on the House rules and open a work session on SCR 212A.
Chairs and members of the committee, SCR 212A establishes the deadlines, as the chief clerk described, for pre-session filing of legislative measures for the 2013 regular session of the 77th Legislative Assembly. Requires members and committees to submit draft requests to the Office of Legislative Counsel by 5 p.m. on September 17th, 2012. Requires the Office of Legislative Counsel to deliver the concepts to the requesters by 5 p.m. December 7th, 2012. Requires members and committees to provide draft concepts to the desks no later than 5 p.m. on December 21st, 2012. It removes the provision that rules of the Senate and House of Representatives apply to matters not specified in the resolution and takes precedence over matters specified in the resolution.
Thank you, Cheyenne. So we have SCR 212A in front of us. Representative Barnhart?
I'm sorry to keep asking these questions, but I'm wondering...
You can ask as many as you want.
I'm wondering what the term pre-session means, and let me tell you the context I'm thinking about. The likelihood is high that there will be new members in the House on the swearing-in time, which, of course, is in January. The session actually begins in February. If the word pre-session in this resolution means swearing-in time, then presumably we could write a rule during that organizational period that would allow new members to submit bills differently than continuing members who've already done it by September 15th, or 17th. But it hinges on what that word pre-session means, I think. I wouldn't want to deprive new members of the right to submit legislation after they're swearing in if they wanted to, or maybe even before that, if we...
Well, I don't think it would inhibit them from filing or introducing measures, but I think you're talking about the timelines of whether or not they can have it filed on opening day. Is that what...
Well, no, not really. The resolution talks about pre-session. If pre-session means swearing in day, then the rule that the House adopts later at that time could certainly allow new members to submit legislation at some later time and before the session actually begins in February. If pre-session means the day we start work in February, then presumably this resolution would control, and the new members would not be allowed to pre-session file between the January swearing-in day and the February start day. I'm making all that up. I don't know if that really is true.
Let's see what our chief.
But I'm interested in knowing what the rule is, whether we get caught or not.
And just identify yourself for the record.
Yeah. Madam Co-Chair, Mr. Co-Chair, my name again is Ramona Kennedy-Line. I'm Chief Clerk and Parliamentarian. Representative Barnhart, under subsection 1205 of the House Rules, subsection 2, members elect and committees may will be governed by this rule, so that we've always allowed both members, and once a member is elected, to request drafts. There has been, because the deadline is after their election, the request deadline is before their election. What we found to be true this last session was that whoever became part of that district representative, there was a interest in sort of passing those on. Sometimes that happened, sometimes that didn't. However, even the members sitting in that district, if they were defeated or chose to be elected elsewhere, they still had the right to pre-session file. Pre-session filing for this purpose is before the January organizational session for purposes of being able to get those concepts into the process. Once we start in January, there will be a new set of rules adopted by the next assembly, and those rules will then govern whether or not a new accommodation might be made to those newly elected members or whether or not it will be the same. What happened in 2011 was, as you all know, you could pre-session file through this process, and it really helped to front-load the process, and hopefully that will be the same. However, you still could make a request, unlimited request, by the end of the first week of that organizational session, those measures then being drafted during January for first reading in the February session.
Right.
So I think that your concerns are taken care of, and it will be up to the next assembly on how they want to deal with the newly elected members.
Madam Chair, that's a great answer, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Freeman, did you have a question or comment?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Madam Chair, are you ready for?
Any other questions for the clerk while she's here?
These are pre-session.
Hold on.
January, we can file. That's what she said.
Good. Very cool. Mr. Co-Chair.
I move that SCR 212A to the House floor would be adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Co-Chair Olson moves Senate Concurrent Resolution 212A to the floor with a do-adopt recommendation.
I believe the concurrent resolution is you're right, it's a do-pass.
It's a do-adopt recommendation. Further discussion? Seeing none, Patsy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Barnhart.
Aye.
Representative Berger.
Aye.
Representative Escobar.
Aye.
Representative Freeman.
Aye.
Representative Garrett.
Aye.
Representative Wiener.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Berger.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Holby.
Aye.
Co-Chair Kochek.
Aye.
Co-Chair Olson.
Aye.
Can Representative Byer can vote? She vote?
Representative Byer.
That's me.
Aye.
Aye or aye.
Phased out, right?
Aye.
Thank you, Patsy.
Yeah, I'm done already.
212, having received the constitutional majority, is declared adopted. We're going to the floor with a do adopt. Representative Barnhart, would you carry it?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
That'll teach me for asking questions.
Yes, yes it does. With that, we'll close the work session on SCR 212, and we will stand at ease for a moment. Colleagues, if you would just... And we are going to recess until noon. Recess until noon today. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any chance?